Recorded Books presents This Delicious Death by Kayla Cottingham. Narrated by Sophie Amos. Content warning. This book contains the following: alcohol consumption by minors, anxiety disorders mentioned, blood and gore depiction, body horror, cannibalism, captivity and confinement, dead bodies and body parts, dead naming, dead name not stated, death of a grandparent, death of a sibling, drugging, fictional drug, drug use, mentioned not explicit, fire, grief and loss depiction, gun violence, intrusive thoughts, murder, needles and syringes, nightmares, parental neglect, pandemic, fictional disease, scars, sexism, suicidal ideation, implied, transphobia, mentioned, not explicit. 1. Am I still a monster if I run my fingers through your hair and kiss you to sleep? Baby, you're in too deep. Monster, by No Flash Photography. When my parents asked if I wanted a Mini Cooper for graduation, I didn't think ahead to whether or not it would have enough trunk space to accommodate my cooler full of organs. Also, the cooler with all the sparkling waters, but that was less of a priority.
Can you stack the coolers on top of each other?
My best friend Celeste suggested, pointing to my trunk with a finger that ended in a sharp pink acrylic nail.
Or put one of the back seats down.
I shot her a look, one eyebrow raised. Celeste Fairbanks was white, with pink hair, a slim build, and long legs that seemed to go on for miles. She was taller than me by a good half a foot, accentuated by the fact that she was currently wearing white platform heels. They paired nicely with her pink heart-patterned pinafore and pearlescent eyeshadow, both newly purchased, using her growing influencer income. Leave it to Celeste to look cute before 8 a.m. The absolute monster.
They're too tall to stack, I pointed out, crossing my arms.
And unless you want Valeria to sit in your lap the whole way to the festival, we need all the back seats. Celeste hummed in agreement, grimacing. We were currently standing in front of the Fairbanks house, packing up the Mini for our first ever road trip to Desert Bloom, a music festival in the Mojave Desert a few hours' drive away. The house was a modest box-shaped bungalow with a lush garden of desert plants adorning the front. Solar panels glinted on the roof, unlike most homes in Aspen Flats, whose occupants were far too stubborn to consider converting to sustainable energy, despite recent proof of the consequences of not doing so.
"You're gonna have to consolidate," said Wendy, Celeste's mom. She was nearly a foot shorter than her daughter, but she made up for it by wearing tall leopard print heels. Despite living in California for decades, her thick Jersey accent still clung to every syllable she spoke.
"See if you can fit it all in the bigger cooler, and I'll take the other one back in the house."
Celeste sighed.
"It feels kind of wrong to put seltzers in the flesh cooler."
"The flesh cooler," I repeated under my breath, biting back a smile. Celeste's lip twitched for a moment before she cracked and broke into laughter, which immediately made me break too, with an inelegant snort that made Celeste laugh even harder. Something about seeing her double over trying to catch her breath only made it worse. Playfully, I shoved her shoulder, and she batted my hand away, giggling behind her hand.
"All right, all right."
Wendy opened the cooler with the sparkling water and added,
"Help me consolidate these. You're burning daylight, and I don't want you to have to drive out there in the dark. That's when all the creepers come out."
Celeste and I both groaned, though we were both still smiling, and stooped down to the other cooler to gather an armful of plastic-wrapped organs. We took turns tossing them in the cooler with the drinks. Each one was branded with the required lab-grown synthetic tissue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?